With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Wharton, the author of Birdie and Dad, is an expatriate American painter who has zealously guarded his privacy. Even the name he uses is a pseudonym.
I've never appeared on television, never on a radio, never done anything, no publicity, ever, until now. And I came out because I have a message for the world about what happened in Oregon and how difficult it was for me to deal with the elected and appointed officials of the state of Oregon.
What happened in Oregon was a terrible tragedy caused by the deliberate burning of a farm field used to grow grass seed.
After they take the seed off the top, there's stubble, and the easiest and cheapest way to remove it is to burn it.
Causing a terrible pall of smoke and haze to float over central Oregon. In 1988, blinding smoke from a field burning contributed to a 24-vehicle pileup on an interstate. In that pileup, Wharton's 35-year-old daughter, Kate, her husband, and their two young daughters were burned to death. Since the accident, William Wharton has campaigned for legislation to end field burning in Oregon, the only state that permits it.
Senate passed it. It looked good for the House. It was in committee for a little over a week. And during that time, the rats came out of the nests and rustled around and promises were made and we lost by 4 votes.
William Wharton's most recent book, Frankie Furbo, is dedicated to his late daughter.
I was in the middle of writing it when it happened. I had intended to dedicate this book to my wife. And when this happened, I changed the dedication.
Frankie Furbo, the tale of a world no longer dominated by humans and of a fox with supernatural powers, stems from the stories William Wharton told his daughter Kate and his other children when they were very young. Published by Henry Holt. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Many years ago, painter William Wharton began creating stories about Frankie Furbo, a fox with extraordinary powers.
These are tales that I told my children as a teaching technique and as for fun, too.
The stories are the centerpiece of William Wharton's latest novel, Frankie Furbo, which has some similarity to Wharton's best-known book, Birdie.
I think the books have something in common in that the interrelationship of a human and an animal identity is involved.
William Wharton believes that man is a temporary phenomenon, and he wonders how humans would react should another life form become dominant.
If we had another creature come on this earth who could outthink us, out-savvy us, who was telepathic, who could transmute matter, all the things we wish we could do, we'd destroy them. Or we put him in a cage.
William Wharton went to Paris in 1960 to work as a painter.
All the time I was painting, I was writing. I mean, I didn't just suddenly start writing. I never stopped writing. I just decided to be a painter by profession.
William Wharton says it gives him a great sense of calm to be alone with his work.
I live on a boat most of the time, and I pull the plug on the phone. I have a crank system. I lift the gangplank. It's like a portcullis. I mean, I walk back and no one can get to me in any way for 5 or 6 hours.
William Wharton, whose latest novel, Frankie Furbo, was published by Henry Holt. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William Wharton raised canaries when he was a kid growing up in Philadelphia, which gave him some of the ammunition he used to write his first novel, Birdie, published in 1978.
By the time I was 4, I was writing and painting all the time, making up my own comic strips and then little books.
In his book, A Midnight Clear, William Wharton tells of his World War II combat experience, during which he was seriously wounded.
In that time, I decided, as it says in A Midnight Clear, if I ever get out of this, I want to do exactly what I want to do. And what I'd been doing all the time in the military was drawing on K-ration boxes.
After the military, William Wharton went to UCLA to study art and then taught for 7 years. But as his family grew, he became concerned about the influence of TV on his children.
We didn't have it in our house, but we couldn't control where they went, and all their friends talked nothing but about the latest television show. And you could feel the level of their mind slipping into the quicksand.
So Wharton took his family to Paris, where he became a painter. Strangely, he says, despite his years studying art, he had never learned to paint.
The first thing I did, I spent 6 years, 4 hours every day in the Louvre, going to the best painters, especially unfinished paintings, and trying to figure out how the hell he did it.
William Wharton's latest novel, Frankie Furbo, is based on the fables he created for his children as they grew up. The book is dedicated to his daughter, Kate, who was killed in Oregon in a massive traffic accident caused by the smoke from a field fire. Frankie Furbo was published by Henry Holt. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.